We're gonna have to go to motion 10.
Motion 10. Is Mauro here?
Yes, he is.
Okay, muy bien. Bienvenidos.
Thank you. Mauro, presenta.
Hola. Hola, mi nombre es Mauro, soy adicto. Gracias a todos por estar aquí, delegado zonal suplente del Foro Zonal Latinoamericano.
My name is Mauro, and I am from the Latin American Zonal Forum, and I am the alternate zonal delegate. And by the way, my name is Olga, and I'm going to be translating for Mauro.
Thank you so much, Olga.
Okay. So
gracias, is... Olga.
All right,
okay, Mauro.
To direct
estamos en un taller de LIAT de Venezuela y me voy a salir aquí para poder compartir con ustedes y no me voy a poder quedar en toda la reunión, pero estoy muy agradecido de estar aquí.
Okay, he's saying that that he's also participating at his region, Venezuela, of another car, a workshop, but he's going to make a space and be here with us. And after he finishes here, he's going to have to go back to his region's workshop. Okay, so we're going to do this and he's going to disconnect. This is what he's telling me.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. All right. Online guide.
Explícalo.
We will.
Sí, Olga, Olga. Sí, me gustaría que Olga leyera el título de la moción, el razonamiento de la región, de la zona, que en este caso
Mauro,
es el Foro Zonal Latinoamericano.
Deja que, Mauro, perdóname, no va a dar tiempo. Deja que ella lea el título y después yo entro en la historia, ¿ok?
Eso, que tú le expliques y cualquier pregunta okay. Estamos aquí para responder, ¿ok?
Okay.
Gracias.
Ok, ok. Okay, we just, go ahead.
Yeah, motion number 10 is to direct the World Board to create a project plan for consideration at WSC 2022 to create a guide for online meetings.
Okay, Mauro would like for me to talk a little bit about the beginnings of this motion, is briefly. I'm just gonna read it because I translated it already. So the motion 10 of the Latin American Zonal Forum was presented by Costa Rica when new ideas and proposals were presented at the WSC 2018 and was one of the most prioritized and received the most support of that session. However, the Latin American Zonal Forum feels that it was not fully executed in that cycle. Therefore, as zonal delegates, we have discussed them with the entire Latin American Zonal Forum service body, but mainly with the non-seated regions that attended our first three virtual meetings in June and July last year. We made this motion with two other motions which were presented before the 1st of August for the current CAR. But after meeting with World Board member and a World Service Office specialized worker, it was decided to present only motion 10. The recommendation was, the other two recommendations were, the recommendations was to withdraw the other two proposals because one lacked information and the other one is part of the World Service Toolbox Work Group, which is in progress. We consider that motion 10 is worldwide necessity. There are five Spanish groups on Skype and the Latin American Zonal Forum has Zoom recovery meetings every day, Monday through Sunday, which is called recovery at distance. These meetings are not based in the structure or service system of NA, but those groups are extremely necessary and indispensable for tens of hundreds of addicts. And there is still no guidelines or service manuals. We feel that, with a service manual, they will work better for NA. Many of these meetings encounter difficulties because of the lack of guidelines, which is also happening worldwide. So Mauro, what he would like is if you have any questions, he will be gladly to answer.
Okay, floor is open for questions. All right, two people have their hands up now. Anna and Mason both have hands up.
Go ahead, Anna. Hi, I'm an NM addict, and I am a grateful member of online groups, both in from several parts of the world. And my question is, we are online groups. We are our meetings are held as well. A lot of us, at least, held meetings just like any regular meeting for all our traditions and our guidelines for regular face-to-face groups and meetings. So what you mean is to create a guide to address specific issues that about online meeting online. That's what I mean, like, you know, anonymity, seventh tradition, how we keep membership, how we pass on that we exist, and most probably the biggest obstacle that online meetings have at this point is how can we be connected to the service structure, maintaining our anonymity and our characteristics as NA groups. That's the question.
Thank you. I want to translate a little bit briefly, Mauro. ¿Estás escuchándome, Mauro? Mauro, ¿me escuchas?
Sí, aquí estoy, Olga, te escucho, estoy escuchando.
Te voy a decir lo que ella dijo breve. Ella dice que esta moción es tan necesaria, pero que ellos tienen reuniones de internet, están favorece mucho esta moción. Lo que sí es que ellos tratan de mantener la estructura de Narcóticos Anónimos. La pregunta de ella es, y le voy a preguntar bien porque la verdad que no la entendí, okay? Anna, I would like to ask you specifically, because you did say a lot of things there, good things, and in favor of the motion. What is your question?
My question is that the guide you're talking about is to address specific issues that has to do with meeting online.
Okay,
because,
thank you.
Because all other issues,
let me translate,
meeting formats are already, they are pretty much the same as online group, face-to-face groups, so there's no need to create any guide for that. Group booklet will do. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, ella quiere conocer, saber si hay algunos aspectos específicos para crear este manual de servicio, porque ella entiende que no es necesario. Yo mal entendí. Contéstame, Mauro. Sé breve.
Okay.
Y pausado.
Sí. Precisamente por eso es que estamos trayendo esa moción. Porque
we are bringing this motion. We're bringing up this motion because... Dale, Mauro.
Sí, es un proyecto en curso que se aprobó en la Conferencia de Servicio Mundial 2010. Se apoyó mucho.
It's a motion that it was brought up in 2018 and had a lot of support. Sigue.
Y la Junta Mundial le ha dado seguimiento porque fue algo que se definió en asuntos nuevos de esa conferencia.
And World Board brought it to their attention and feels that it needs to be addressed. Sigue.
Más no, los grupos y las reuniones virtuales no son parte de la estructura ni del sistema de servicio de NA.
Okay. And also we need to know that these Skype or internet meetings are not part of NA service structure or system structure.
Y tiene muchas dificultades en funcionar por eso, en cuanto al uso de la literatura, manejo de la séptima, etc.
Okay, and for that reason, they have encountered difficulties addressing the NA literature. So, voy a abordar un poquito, Mauro, ¿sí? So, in order to maintain the NA spirit, I would say, or guidelines, what is requested is to create a service manual specifically about NA groups online. They will address the concepts and the seventh tradition of how Narcotics Anonymous works. Basically, that's the spirit of the motion. ¿Algo más, Mauro?
Okay, yeah, we have two other hands raised.
No solamente a nivel de habla hispana, sino a nivel de mundial también sabemos que pasa eso y queremos que se haga una guía de servicio para incorporarlos a la estructura y que todos se guíen igual porque es algo que beneficia a cientos de adictos ahorita.
Okay, Mauro, estamos corto de tiempo. Hay dos manos más, me está diciendo, pero lo voy a decir. Okay. This is something that will benefit worldwide because there's a lot of online meetings today. So the idea is to get guidelines. Okay, go ahead, Wilvina, with the other questions.
All right, Maysam from Iran has a question, and then Gomez had a second question. All right,
go.
Maysam, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. My question is that, I personally totally agree with this issue. I mean, provide a new resource in order to other people that have no access to the real meeting. You know, I have participated to this kind of meetings for a bunch of, you know, times. But the problem is that, actually my question is that how to contribute in this kind of actually meetings don't consider that country which the people are actually getting together in order to hold this kind of meetings. For example, notice to everybody out of that country that the meeting is, you know, holding. For example, in Iran, I am as a participated guy, would like to contribute, but because of a bunch of problems, I'm unable. What's the solution? This is my question. How do we can resolve this problem in order to contribute to this kind of actually meetings? Thank you so much.
Thank you. I want to translate before anything, please. Mauro, él está de acuerdo con esta moción y la apoya, pero él le gustaría saber específicamente soluciones porque él quiere colaborar con esto. Él necesita conocer cuáles son algunas de las soluciones para esta guía.
Mira, se le está delegando en este caso a la Junta Mundial para que haga un plan de proyecto para la próxima conferencia. La moción básicamente lo plantea así, con el objetivo de que todos los miembros de Narcóticos Anónimos tengan experiencia o no en reuniones y grupos virtuales, participen en la elaboración de la guía, ¿no? Muy similar.
Déjame traducir, porfa, déjame
Dale,
traducir.
Adelante, oiga, disculpa.
Okay. Part of this motion is directed to the World Board to create the project for the next conference. There are, in other words, this motion, what it's saying is to create a project plan, not now, not 2020 and 2022, and it's delegating it on World Board, okay? Those guidelines, because the manual is necessary, but the content of the manual, they are requesting to World Board create a plan. I hope that I answer your question, Iran.
Okay, Gomez has a question. Gomez had his hand raised.
Hello, everybody. My name is Gomez. I'm an addict. So I also participate a lot with the meetings through the South America. And my question is about how this guide will help us to organize our meetings and better how this guide will serve to provide a great and pretty or better an effective recovery to addict who is still suffering, you know, because I really think that's a good one to provide a guide to the online meetings because we are We are celebrating these meetings all around the world. And here in South America, we have the strong presence of our brothers from Argentina, Chile, Bolivia. They are really working. And my question is, how does GUIDE will help us to pass through the step guides? How to this GUIDE will help us to establish a good relationship with our sponsors, and especially how this GUIDE will provide the tools to work to voy a hablar en español ahora, porque cómo estos libros van a ayudarnos para hacer con las personas que va a intervenir el grupo, ¿lo comprendes? How this GUIDE will help the people to work in these online meetings, you know? Because sometimes it's hard to establish a good communication. That's it. This is my question.
Okay. Mauro, él está diciendo que también participa de estas reuniones, pero él también quisiera conocer cómo es que específicamente va a ayudar a solucionar los problemas que se presentan. Estas dos preguntas de los dos últimos, Mauro, son específicos. ¿Quieren algunas soluciones específicas?
Sí, tenemos conocimiento, lo dice la respuesta de la Junta Mundial de la Moción, que van a haber reuniones después de la conferencia para hablar de este tema.
Déjame traducir, por favor.
Adelante.
He's telling me that there's going to be some meetings right after the conference. Sigue, Mauro.
Ok, y que cualquier miembro, cualquier delegado o miembro interesado puede participar en hacer el borrador de esta guía.
Ok, anyone that's interested, Mauro, pausado, porfa. Any member okay. is interested can participate on the draft of this guidelines. Sigue.
Y la idea es que todos participemos en esto después de ver el proyecto, si es apoyada en la conferencia, esta moción, y ver el plan de proyecto de los servicios de la Junta Mundial.
Okay, and the idea is, if it does get the support to continue with this project plan, to all of us get involved with it, doing our, how do you call it, input. Our own, you know, what we want this guy to be, what we want on this guy, is going to depend on all of the people that participate, or all the members that participate during creating the draft. Okay? ¿Algo más?
Hay muchos miembros, Olga, quiero agregar esto, hay muchos miembros con necesidades adicionales y dificultades para asistir a grupos y reuniones presenciales porque no están NA en su sitio, ellos no pueden ir.
Okay, there's a lot of members and groups that have difficulties assisting to a regular meeting. So this is a tool for them. ¿Algo más, Mauro?
Y también están en casa por cárceles, muchos miembros que se les hace fácil asistir a la reunión de NA más de manera virtual desde cualquier teléfono o un computador.
Okay, so these online meetings can be very accessible to anyone that wants to connect through their phone or internet, even people that are in prison. ¿Algo más, Mauro?
No, por ahora no, gracias.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, thank you so much. And I just want to mention as a side note, I heard Mauro talk about behind the walls, and you know, I'm just gonna take 30 seconds. Shane, can you just tell people, you just met with some government officials that talked about doing a hybrid online meeting. I don't know if you want to take 30 seconds to talk about that or not, but if not.
No, I can.
30 seconds, and then we're going to move on with.
Oiga.
Que ella va a hablar 30 segundos de esto.
Mauro, un segundo. Shane va a hablar.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mauro and Olga. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gracias, Mauro.
Yeah, gracias now a todo.
We did recently here in Kentucky meet with some government officials and a local prison about doing H&I online. The Australian region has already been doing that for a while with the NA at Home platform. I don't know if they're actually in a prison yet, but I know that they're definitely doing H&I online. We've done H&I online with the Northern New York region and some other places. So this is something that's more than just about recovery meetings. We're talking about subcommittee meetings, providing services online too, in places that we can't get to. So, you know, we're grateful for the LAZF BRPP for, you know, bringing that up. And thank you. That's all.